Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Hall Jr. not practicing today. He sustained a stinger in practice yesterday. Also, Denzel Ward not on the field. He's in concussion protocol. And Za'Darius Smith has returned to practice. Of course, he'd been missing some time when he clanked knees. He had to be carted off. I believe that was last week. I don't know. Time's a flat circle. We're officially in that part of camp, by the way, where if you ask me when in camp something happened,
yeah,
I just know it happened in camp. If you ask the day it happened, was I there? Was I not there? Have I been there one time? I don't know. That's where we are.
You know, because the Greenbrier the last couple of years, it's really thrown like a wrench in how like we feel, how we consume training camp. It just, I don't know, man. It almost doesn't even feel like training camp other than the fact that, you know, we were out there for that one day last week. That felt like training camp.
It feels like the Bermuda Triangle. And this is, I do think, like, this part of the NFL schedule is in itself a bit problematic for the NFL. You start in mid to late July, and the games don't matter. Nothing, I know things matter, but it doesn't matter until the regular season begins. And what's, game one is September 8th this year? That's almost, I mean, that's 8 weeks of, hey, Joe Burrow, right? Hey, he's got blonde hair. I mean, and a wrist. What are we going on here? But to the Browns, like, I think we say the same thing. We're just talking about the offense. Like, I think there's enough time where there's enough going on, but there's also not enough going on that you won't go crazy thinking about it.
Yeah.
And so it's funny. We're talking about the offensive struggles. Like, I'll be honest with you. Deshaun Watson looking behind, that doesn't mean anything to me. Allegedly, it's a new offense. Okay. All right. Yeah, I didn't expect him to look like vintage Deshaun against Dallas anyways. Nick Chubb coming off an injury. Well, you can piecemeal running back production for some level of time. And I think Ford, Foreman, Hines, and Pierre Strong, I think those are four fine backs. They're differing levels, but like I think Ford and Foreman could be a lot of fun. Because stylistically, you could not get more different than those two running backs. A dude who's like my size as a running back, not fat-wise.
Foreman.
I mean, like, he is, dude. He is a poor man's, a bankrupt man's Derrick Henry. And I don't know why somebody hasn't just been like, hey, would you like to carry the ball 400 times this season? Because you look like you can do it. But the thing that I think is the bigger concern is just the O-line and the state of it. We're going to get to that in a second here, but 216-474-0092. We are talking about the alleged, again, this is all perspective, but the reported, I shouldn't say alleged, reported struggles from the offensive side of the ball and how much it truly matters, whether this is a shock to you in any way. And again, I talked to four very trusted, incredibly, I mean, this is this
it's
is
well the, sourced here.
Like, I'm making Ken and Lima look like bums here. All right, I make Ian Rappaport look like Michael Rappaport. That's how good my reporting is doing. I'm not talking about the herp lip. That's a different thing. That for Rappaport, I should say. Michael Rappaport. Digging.
Remy?
We're going to dig the
remember,
other side there.
Remember his character from, was it Natural Born Killers?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the same character in every other.
Was it that, Natural Born Killers? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Sounds about something right. Else.
Could be something else. It's Michael Rappaport. It's the same character.
But, yeah, yeah.
2-1. That's the ratio of times the defense has won practice, quote unquote, to the offense. And that just kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So I do think it's noteworthy because I think this only should continue to inform our expectations if we expect the offense to be a work in progress, which I feel like I've been saying for a while now. But it doesn't necessarily make me go to the level of panic. It's noteworthy. I would say it's a little deal, but it's definitely something to pay attention to. Haleem, welcome to the show. Haleem?
Good talking to you, gentlemen.
What's up, Haleem?
correct me if I'm wrong on this one, Dustin, but
yeah.
For the best teams that I've been part of, I was blessed enough to be part of the coaching staff for Ohio State for 2006-2007 seasons. We would be leading up to the season, even with Troy Smith at quarterback and all the weapons he had. And I would look at that offensive line sometimes, and I'd go, "I don't know if we're going to be, I don't know if we're going to make it," because teams with dominant defenses, their fronts and the way they run practices are so absolutely dominant. And not once did you see Coach Tress or the offensive staff go across the defense and ask them to slow a thing down or change a thing. And then the other part of it is, because they were okay with it, because they knew it would work itself out. The other side of it is, all these men are out here to get jobs. And I know it's going to sound funny, and I think Dustin can agree with this. The defense starts knowing what the offense is going to run. And they're out there to make the team. And whether they're cheating or they're not, I'm not being literally cheating, right? But they get to know the tendencies of the players on defense and practice. And
yeah, I mean, you're just ahead of the game when you step on the field in training camp. I mean, the defense is, the defense has less responsibility. I mean, the offense has, like, rhythm is so much more important for an offense than a defense. Like, you can go out there and install, and again, they're installing different things. You know this, Salim, from your time at Ohio State. Like, you're installing, like, cover three one day, cover one. Like, you may put in a blitz package, some fire zones, and then all of a sudden, it's still pretty basic. And the offense is trying to figure out, like, man, this new terminology is kind of difficult. And you're trying to get motions down. You're trying to get timing and rhythm. And Deshaun has been hurt. Like, there's so many factors that I think have led to this offense struggling to this point.
And there's one thing to mention, too, that Stefanski said it, and he kind of said it on accident because he was answering a different question. Guys, they were installing offense still in the installation phase till after the first preseason game. So, like...
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
They're not even done installing the offense yet. And I know it might sound crazy and people might think about it like, oh, they're so behind. No, once they get to the actual season, they narrow things down within the specific game plan and they're professionals. They'll be ready. But this, like you said it a couple times, Nick, they are still learning a new offense. It's kind of crazy to think of. And everything that happened yesterday was the coach called procedural. And that's what he means, right? Like, our players are, they're messing up the procedures. We can fix everything else physically. So I think they'll come around and hopefully they'll manage to get the job done.
Haleem, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. A very business-like call from Haleem today. Straight to the point, right to it. Now, it's funny we're saying this because I do think there is – I think we're finally, for the first time in a minute – and I know, you know, Conklin was hurt last year, so you had a rookie very early on the season playing at right tackle. Jed has always been a bit of a question mark. But we've had this fix-all with the offensive line that was Bill Callahan. And so I think it's interesting to hear the offensive line is struggling in camp because I think if you were – I think you can be cynical about the absence of Bill Callahan. I tend to look at this and go, DeJuan Jones is coming off an injury. He's practicing coming off an injury. Conklin hasn't really practiced yet, and Jed hasn't practiced yet. So you're on to your, you know, third, fourth, fifth-level defensive tackles playing with the ones – and by the way, I don't even want to put DeJuan as like a third level. He's a starter caliber player, but he's coming off an injury. So I think that is my concern. I think it's going to be really tough. I think the offense was always going to be a work in progress early, beyond the cliche. But now I think adding the offensive line woes to it, that legitimately does scare me. That is the thing that I can point to because that's, to me, where games are won and lost throughout all 18 weeks. Quarterback play fluctuates, right? Where your offense is in installation and how much of the playbook you've got in early in the season and is it a new offense and, you know, are the weapons ready? Are the weapons healthy? All that stuff can be up in the air if the O-line, and same way on the defense with the D-line, if you're in the trenches, you're sound and ready to go, you got time. And so the idea that you might not be sound in the trenches, that might be a work in progress, that I do think spells potentially that is a recipe for concern when we really have two preseason games left and we are inside, what, two and a half, three weeks from the regular season opener here in Cleveland. That I do think.
Time is not our friend here when it comes to the offense. And, you know, the thing, another thing Haleem said is that, and he's right, they're throwing the kitchen sink at the players right now. Okay. When the regular season arrives, you tighten things up. You know, you worry about Dallas week one. Okay. You're worried about what can we implement to attack that defense. So just because you have all this BS jargon and the kitchen sink they're throwing at the guys right now, it's going to be like half of that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.